KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As federal safety experts begin their investigation, the man who says he couldn't stop his runaway Toyota Prius in San Diego is talking more about the ordeal, and more questions are surfacing.
It was quite scary.
Jim Sykes admits he panicked a bit and now doesn't know if he ever got his Prius into neutral.
I was afraid to shut it down because I didn't know if the steering wheel would lock.
So he dialed 911 and says he made the car stop.
I hit the emergency brake and the brakes very hard. My bottom wasn't even on the seat.
Toyota engineers and federal investigators are now here in California looking into what happened. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A North Carolina judge has ordered former John Edwards aide Andrew Young and his wife arrested until they produce a videotape and a lawsuit filed against them by Edwards' mistress, Riel Hunter. The man who tried to blackmail David Letterman has pleaded guilty to attempted grand larceny. Joe Halderman said after his court date today he was sorry, and David Letterman's lawyer said,
"This is a serious sentence that properly reflects the crimes that Mr. Halderman has now admitted that he committed, and it's a fitting end to the case."
Halderman will be sentenced in May. A slap on the wrist for NASCAR driver who deliberately crashed with a rival during a race on Sunday.
There was contact between Edwards and Keselowski.
It was not acceptable, NASCAR's Mike Helton said, when Carl Edwards sent Brad Keselowski airborne, but it results only in probation, not suspension.
Clean the slate, if you will, so that they can both go back to some hard, competitive, side-by-side racing that is NASCAR.
Drivers were told in January to have at it, boys. NASCAR is a contact sport, drumming up excitement, critics say, at the expense of safety. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
The filmmakers who made the Academy Award-winning documentary The Cove took undercover cameras into a popular Santa Monica restaurant where they say they recorded whale meat sushi being served. Whale meat is illegal in the U.S. Dow's up 11, NASDAQ up 6. You're listening to ABC News.
When you drive a hybrid, you're not just driving a car, you're driving an idea of helping out, of saving things, like gas, trees, water, and air. What if driving a hybrid could help you save on auto insurance? Now it can. Ask a Farmers agent about our hybrid discount, one of dozens of discounts that could save you hundreds of dollars. Let us help you save more than the planet. Find your agent today at Farmers.com. Discounts apply to selected coverages, perils, and policy types only and may vary by eligibility.
A moonlight carriage ride down a cobblestone road. But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and with every bump, the pain drives you insane.
I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H cream with maximum strength pain relief still relieves burning and itching and adds maximum strength pain relief on contact. It's the most complete Preparation H relief ever.
Don't you love carriage rides?
Ah, I do now.
Preparation H cream, pain relief on contact. Use as directed.
A body pulled from the Mississippi River is likely that of a missing oil executive.
Investigators in New Orleans believe the body found earlier is that of Douglas Chance, a Houston oil executive missing since Friday. After reviewing footage from various cameras in the French Quarter, police believe Chance was drunk and stumbled into the Mississippi. It had been feared the prominent oil executive was a victim of foul play.
ABC's Matt Gutman. How did Los Angeles police find the pot growing in a Van Nuys warehouse? Well, they just used their noses. Somebody reported the smell to officers who went to check it out. One detective says the odor of marijuana coming through a window in the warehouse was so strong, police immediately recognized it. Street value of the 200 hydroponically grown plants, about $100,000. It was a poignant reunion today for First Lady Michelle Obama, who came face to face with history.
For the first time since the inaugural balls, Michelle Obama got to see her gauzy white evening gown again in the Smithsonian Museum and the awestruck designer, 27-year-old Jason Wu.
I was inspired by Mrs. Obama's poise, her grace, and her intelligence.
The First Lady approved of the museum setting.
It helps us understand that history is really made by real-life people.
But she will never be allowed to wear the gown again. Ann Compton, ABC News, the White House.
This is ABC News.
What does hope look like? It looks like people with type 1 diabetes, whether diagnosed at 3 or 33, they hope for a future without worry. I'm Mary Tyler Moore, and I have type 1 diabetes too. The Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation is accelerating the crucial research that represents the hope for a cure. With your help, we'll find it. please call 1-800-533-CURE or go to jdrf.org today.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Brett Burkhardt. The state's landmark global warming law will likely lead to modest job losses in the near future. The state's legislative analyst office says businesses will face higher electricity and fuel prices, as well as costly investments to improve building and heating standards. More efforts to keep workers at NUMMI, or to help them out at least. State employment officials are shooting for a $33 million grant from the feds to help thousands of workers there who will likely lose their jobs when NUMMI closes next month. And biologists are celebrating the first condor egg laid by a mating pair at Pinnacles National Monument in more than a century. With a KGO 24-hour traffic check, it's Terry Rouse.
In Richmond, eastbound 80 at Hilltop, the two left lanes are closed for emergency pothole repair. You're backed up to McDonald Avenue. Alamo Creek's model home sale is underway. That's right. Chappelle Homes is now selling its upgraded models in Danville. Visit ChappelleHomes.com for more. That's ShapelleHomes.com. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Maybe sunny now, but KGO's Lloyd Lindsay Young is forecasting more clouds tonight with a chance of showers. Partly sunny by tomorrow and a little bit breezy. It's 53 in San Francisco. I'm Brett Burkhardt, KGO Radio News.
Advice for life with America's doctor, Dr. Dina Dell.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program once again. I can't help but start with this one, only because many years ago on this program, we got a call from someone, a mother, concerned mother. Her son, now, I don't remember the particulars, was at a strip club. And one of the strippers was lactating and squirted breast milk into the audience, and it hit her son in the eye. And this was in the early days of HIV. This was in the 80s. And the concern was because research had found that you can spot the HIV virus in breast milk. And her concern was, of course, that could her son get HIV from the breast milk squirted in his eye? And should she sue? I don't remember the outcome of the case, but this one, I can tell you the outcome of this one. We're going to Kentucky. A woman in jail for public intoxication was accused of assaulting a jailer. Now, how would you assault a jailer? I can imagine. You hit him in the head, you knock him down. No. Squirting breast milk at her. WYMT-TV reported that a 31-year-old woman was arrested Thursday on a misdemeanor charge of public intoxication. But as she was changing into an inmate uniform, she squirted breast milk into the face of a female deputy who was with her. The woman now faces a felony charge, a third-degree assault on a police officer, and her bond is set at $10,000. I don't know why that strikes me. Maybe it strikes you, too. This is one of those unexpected consequence things. But it's worthy of our attention. President of Haiti is planning to tell Barack Obama, let's see, this is coming up today, that food aid should be stopped because the food aid could completely destroy anything left of their economy. Can you figure out why? Well, donation of food and water, of course, have been a lifeline for, you know, a million people displaced, etc. But the aid in the long run is going to hurt the economy in the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere. I will tell them that first phase assistance is finished. If they continue to send us aid, food and water, it will be in competition with the national Haitian production and Haitian commerce. The priority should be instead to create employment. Country where a high percentage of the population, of course, lacks work even before the quake. Priorities should include strengthening buildings to withstand future earthquakes, rehabilitating the environment, which is denuded, to protect them against flooding from storms and hurricanes. And it goes on. I mean, half of the population is illiterate. Anyway, so we don't do that. We don't think long term. It's so much easier to send our excess food that we have rather than really try to do something that would not only benefit Haiti, but the whole Western Hemisphere, of course. So you can see that local food production, why would you, if you lived in Haiti, go and try to grow rice or grow whatever is being shipped in that people are getting for free? Makes sense. All right, here's the most frightening headline I've read in a long time. Politicians may unite in battle. Now, whenever you see politicians uniting, look out, America. Sometimes a log jam may be your best friend. One way to achieve bipartisanship in Washington is to tackle an issue everyone agrees on. No, I don't agree on what you want to do here. Childhood obesity. Isn't it perfect? Elections coming up, everybody can look like they're really concerned about our fat kids and doing something about it. In a city that seems absolutely frozen in its inability to come to agreement on at least what the problems are, there's no disagreement here. But there's a long distance between agreeing that a problem exists and determining how to tackle it. Whew. Here is one advocacy group said Congress should give regulators power to crack down on junk food advertising, which is a contributor to the epidemic. And then the list goes on and on of the things that politicians think we should do to tackle obesity, none of which have ever been tested, and I don't think would work. Here comes the first thing of this bipartisanship approach. And this, the co-conspirators of the Archives of Internal Medicine, suggesting that we should tax pizza 18% and soda that will lower our average weight by 5 pounds per year. They go on to what obesity costs us. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. They looked at from 1985 to 2006, and they looked at the increased cost of pizza, and they noticed a 7% decrease in the amount of calories people consume from pizza. And from that, they conclude that an 18% tax would cut daily intake by 56 calories. I went through my garbage because I didn't decided not to do it on the air because it should be obvious. But, and this would upset you because I've kind of encouraged you to do this, that small increments in caloric reduction on a daily basis, like cutting 50 calories a day from your diet, would do nothing. It's just not enough. Your body can compensate for that. You have to get beyond a certain parameter. So, again, politicians trying to do things that have no factual basis. And this study does not. Just because people ate less pizza and prices happened to go up, well, let's see. There have been more flat-screen TVs in that period of time. Why is it not due to that? Maybe people have more food choices and pizza isn't as popular as it used to be. Maybe people are eating a kind of pizza that isn't as high in calories, more, you know, yuppie pizzas without the cheese. So it goes on and on and on. This is what scares me. When politicians come together, they get all giddy and giggly, and they never even stop to think if they know what they're talking about. And then here comes, we've been following this up yesterday, how, now listen, when you see the tobacco companies glowing about how they're helping us quit smoking, you know something's up. They are way smarter than any politician in Washington. They know how to market. They know their business. So here we go with Coca-Cola and Dr. Pepper Snapple and Pepsi and blah, 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 crowing how much less soda we're shipping to schools. And they want a pat on the back here. And that may be fine. But I'm saying, this hasn't done anything. I don't see, all of a sudden, I'm looking around, I still see fat kids. And here, in a fine print, the progress report was unable to show if the changes meant that children actually were consuming fewer calories from the drinks available to them. All they can say is these kids bought fewer drinks at school. Now, I have two studies to find that when you take out the vending machines or give kids healthy choices, they still drink the same amount of soda because after school, they buy more soda. So, what are you accomplishing here? And, by the way, it's kind of interesting what is allowed. The guidelines allow bottled water, low-fat milk, 100% fruit juice, which a lot of, you know, nutritionists say that's as bad as soda. Not completely. And diet beverages and calorie-capped sports drinks and flavored waters and teas are all allowed. I can show you a study which shows the more diet beverages you drink, the fatter you are. So there's nothing, because a kid can buy a Diet Coke, that means they're healthier? No. That means they're going to be skinnier? No. So why are we doing it? And then here, is this hypocrisy? We talked yesterday about, you know, right-wing Republican politicians who have the worst voting records of all for equal rights for gay people who turn out to be gay themselves, and the psychological mechanisms behind it. And I guess Sarah Palin has used up her 2 feet today again, inserting them into her oral cavity. This is quite something. Sarah Palin, who of course has gone to great lengths to hype and demonize the dangers of changing American health care, admitted over the weekend she gets her treatment in Canada. We used to hustle over the border for health care we received in Canada. This is an appearance she's making in Canada to sell her book. And I think now, isn't that ironic? The irony, one guesses, is that Palin now views Canadian health care as revolting, right? With this death panel-like rationing and government-run administration. Clearly, she and her family found it a lot more alluring, at the very least, to the compared to the coverage available in America. Officials at several hospitals in the area have declined to give out information on patient visits. And there's a lot of blogging, a lot of yak-yak about that. What do you think? Is that the same thing? All right. Here's this big, long article with obvious conclusions. And I'm going to add one. It has to do with how many women fake orgasm. And the article supports them. I mean, it says we can't all be in our tip-top sexual form all the time. Isn't a bit of faking just good manners? Societal nicety? Like if someone steps on your toes and you find yourself saying sorry? So if you're just not in the mood, or you can't tear your mind away from your kid's lousy exam results, or wondering whether you brought enough prawns for tomorrow's fish pie... It's coming from England, you can tell. Fish pie? Are they kidding? Black raspberry pie? I mean, excuse me, blackberry pie. So it goes on and 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 on. And I'll tell you something, what just comes through here, they have an advice columnist who sets up the polls in this one. I think these are fine, and you should hear both of these. A letter from a woman who claims never to have had an orgasm, quote, "But I do have the most wonderful feelings of bliss, closeness, love, and ecstasy." Right? Good. Another one, "I have 3 orgasms a night, but I never get those feelings of bliss, love, and ecstasy. What's wrong with me?" So in the middle there, the failure is communication. Wouldn't it be nicer if you could say to your man, what's going on, create some intimacy and some communication, and accept the fact that he can accept the fact that you don't, quote, have to all the time, or that you can ask, or that you can guide him, or at least give him a chance. Because if you want to keep things the status quo, and you want to keep your sex life getting worse and worse and worse, I'm thinking, don't say anything. So I'm a great proselytizer for verbal intimacy when it comes to sexuality, and you would be amazed. You talk to couples, and you talk to sexologists, and when they talk to couples, say couples who are in trouble, how little they have. I mean, a man would talk more about his golf game than about the details of his sex life to his own wife, and vice versa. Why people have this difficulty has to do with our, I think, you know, our outlook. Some puritanical, you know, shroud that hangs over all of us that embarrasses us from talking about it. And then we want to talk to our kids, right? By the way, big decline in plastic surgery. Finally, the recession has caught up with it. And it's the minor things. People are doing still the big things, by the way, like breast implants, etc. But a lot of the minor things they're not spending money on. But on the subject of breasts here, a very sad article in the Wall Street Journal today about the percentage of women growing, asking a doctor to remove her healthy breast if she gets a cancer diagnosis in the other breast. I got to tell you something, other than a couple of very refined, tiny percentage subsets, the studies here find if you have your healthy breast removed, it makes no difference in your survival. You just have this idea that, oh, why would I take a chance? Now, some women are making some unusual cases here. I'll get to it in a second here. But what really gets me is DCIS, ductal carcinoma in situ. It's called stage zero cancer. It's pre-cancer. And yet when you get it in one breast, 5% of women are getting the other breast removed. This isn't even cancer. Okay, this is never going to kill you. And yet you're not. Not only that, you get your breast removed for it, where at the most extreme, a lumpectomy would be the thing to go. Given a diagnosis of breast cancer does not improve the odds of survival. A new study, National Cancer Institute, reviews data on 100,000 women, and that's what they've concluded. There is a slight benefit for a small subset of breast cancer patients, women under 50, early stage, estrogen receptor negative tumors, which don't respond to like tamoxifen. And that's it. Doctors say the highest risk to a woman is not from a future cancer, but from the potential spread of a cancer she already has. Removing a second breast doesn't change that. But women say, you know, once they get that diagnosis, they never want to experience the stress of a mammogram or a biopsy, which means you got to take the social psychological factors into account here. And by the way, reconstructing both your breasts, your chest is numb. It's not like a breast implant. Don't fall for that. And one woman says here, you're lying next to someone skin to skin. It's very, very sad. It's not implants, and you do have to make sure people understand it. All right? So think carefully about that. All right, you ready? You're going to love this one. There is a real reason that coffee tastes lousy on airplanes. It has nothing to do with a coffee. They can buy the best coffee in the world. And there's something that tastes much better in an airplane than on the ground. Fascinating research from Germany. We'll talk about that. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. Again, 1-800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
Wow, that dinner was delicious.
Yep, totally sucked. A lot.
And that 12-layer chocolate cake? I didn't even know that was possible.
12 layers of deliciously horrible chocolate. Really, really horrible.
You know, honey, we should come here again.
It'll still suck, but why not?
When you're quitting smoking, a great meal without a cigarette sucks. Nicorette makes it suck less, doubling your chances of success. Learn more at Nicorette.com. Use as directed. Individual results may vary. Support program increases chances of success.
Meet Eloy Flores, owner of a new Buick LaCrosse CXS.
I had a Lexus IS, but bottom line is they didn't have the standard options for what came standard with the LaCrosse CXS. Great interior, the heads-up display, the touchscreen navigation. There's something to be said about a vehicle that turns heads. If Buick keeps up with what they're doing, there won't be any need to go somewhere else. This is an incredible car.
To hear more of Eloy's story and to learn more about LaCrosse, visit Buick.com, and may the best car win.
Is your marriage in trouble? Has your spouse told you they're not in love with you anymore? Has there been an affair? Are you even considering separation or divorce? There is hope. I'm Dr. Joseph Melnick. As a husband for 40 years and a couples therapist for 25, I believe most marriages can be fixed. That's why I created the US Factor, the program you can use to save your marriage in the privacy of your home. The US Factor shows you how to fix what's wrong in your marriage. Lack of communication, constant arguing, even painful affairs. You won't have to dredge up old arguments. Instead, you'll learn to use simple, powerful techniques that can change your marriage immediately. No one teaches you what to do when your marriage gets really tough, but I will in the US Factor.
Call now and get five little things that can save your marriage free. 1-800-323-9846. 1-800-323-9846. Call now. 1-800-323-9846. 1-800-323-9846.
Do you feel stuck in your career or worry about the stability of your job? Do you want to earn more or return to the workforce but lack current job skills? Do you need to enhance your current college degree? Do you want to truly change your life? Santa Clara University has helped hundreds of adults change their lives with the Certificate of Advanced Accounting Proficiency Program. Classes begin on June 7th and run through August 30th. In that time, you can acquire all the accounting units and knowledge you need to take the CPA exam. Launch yourself into a high-paying career, job security, and lots of opportunities for advancement. The Advanced Accounting Proficiency Program at Santa Clara University begins in June. Call now to reserve your spot. Space is limited. Call 408-554-4521. It all starts with a phone call, 408-554-4521. Or for more information and a list of other classes, visit kgoradio.com.
Dr. Dean Adell, his intelligence will make you dizzy. So
So get on the medical merry-go-round. Ride the radio roller coaster with America's doctor. He's got your ticket. Just call 800-548-TALK. 800-548-8255.
Woohoo! Hi, everybody. Welcome to the program. All right, let's talk to Sheila. How you doing, Sheila? Welcome to the program.
Hi, I'm fine. I was listening to a radio show a couple of nights ago, and it seems that Ms. Palin isn't very truthful in one way or another. She was in Canada when she made the comment that they had her parents had taken her brother, who burned his foot very seriously, across the border and got fine care. Last summer, when she was in the States, she told the same story about her brother and his foot being burned, and her parents took him to Juneau, Alaska.
Okay, let me read here. You know, we're all slave to, quote, our sources, and this one admitted she used to get treatment. I'll give you her quote. That's quoted in this thing here. We used to hustle over the border for health care we received in Canada. And I think now, isn't that ironic? So that could fit what you just said, right? We used to hustle. It sounds like it's been more than once. And
when she was in Canada.
She is in Canada now promoting her book. Yes, you're absolutely right. This is a statement that she has made at a Barnes & Noble in Canada, which is where I'm getting this from. So what can I tell you? I love talk radio because between all of us, we'll get to the bottom of it. Either way, listen. We don't talk about her enough in this program. She's such wonderful fodder. So whether she did or she didn't, and why did her father do that, and does she have anything at all nice to say about the Canadian system? See, I don't want to get distracted by this, but I just think that in the public, and I fall prey to this, I have to. When the world is reduced to sound bites, you have to go to extremes. It helps people frame their feelings about things and their arguments. So nobody wants to deal with the vicissitudes of the grays that are between the polar opposites and all issues. But that's where life is. It's in the gray area. It's not the black or white. You know, Canadian healthcare system is all evil. It's all terrible. It's our system is all great. And that doesn't get us anywhere. It's naive, but boy, it sways voters. Gives people something to put on a sign to hold up in front of a television camera. And that's what it is. And some political parties are way better at this than others. They are sometimes genius at it. It's the same kind of genius you see that is thrown at us by the marketing whizzes of Madison Avenue. Can get us to buy anything. Get us to do anything. Anything they want. So I would be interested in a discussion about it. If it was her brother, did he get good care? You know, she have any praise for that system, or is it all evil, et cetera? Because I think when you get somebody in those in-between areas, that's where you find out their intelligence. That's where you find out what they know about an issue. It's so easy because we never see these politicians in anything other than two-minute formats. They answer a bunch of questions, and in short form, there's no depth, and, you know, we go home satisfied on basically junk food. So, all right, let's move on. Let's talk to Ann. How you doing, Ann? Welcome to the program.
Hi. Yes, thank you for taking my call. I was wondering, my son's girlfriend is 26 and she's pregnant. She goes to, acupuncture. I'm wondering if there's any sort of risk. I'm just concerned that the amniotic fluid not, you know, be punctured.
Yes. She's getting acupuncture for what?
She's been experiencing, morning sickness, and I think that's part of it. I really haven't asked her too much.
Yeah. Well, if she's experiencing morning sickness, the needle should go around the wrist area. And yes, lungs have been punctured. Body parts have been punctured. It's fairly uncommon. I don't think we know of all the cases because, after all, a very, very thin needle punctures into a body cavity. It would probably heal up by itself. There's been some hepatitis with dirty needles, but overall, relatively safe. Thing is, it's about its efficacy. And if they want to stick it on her belly, which I doubt, but she wants to treat the morning sickness, the little placebo effect she might get could help her. But morning sickness is a sign of a healthy pregnancy. All right, I want to talk to you about why coffee tastes bad on airplanes. It has nothing to do with the coffee. 1-800-548-TALK.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. Healthcare workers are on strike today against the Alameda County prisons. They planned a one-day strike, but they fear their employer, a contractor, will lock them out for another week. Cisco today unveiled a new router so powerful it could make video conferencing routine enough to replace telephones. And you will have to take your shoes off to go through airport security for the foreseeable future. The Homeland Security Secretary says they don't yet have that technology that can scan your shoes for explosives while you're still wearing them. LifeLock has agreed to pay $12 million, most of it in restitution, for falsely claiming it protects against all types of identity theft. The weather in the Bay Area, mostly sunny today and tomorrow, highs to 60. By tomorrow, this is KGO.
If you've been on California roads lately, you may have noticed Californians getting back to work. It's work that helps improve our communities, paid for with bonds. You can help California return to prosperity by investing in bonds. The state will be issuing about $2 billion in tax-exempt bonds to help pay for roads, schools, and other infrastructure projects. During an early order period, individual investors like you will get first pick of bonds and available maturities before the large institutions, and you won't have to pay an upfront sales commission. This special pre-sale ends on March 10th. So talk to your broker or visit buycaliforniabonds.com. We're getting back to work with the help of California Bonds. Let's keep the momentum going. Again, that's buycaliforniabonds.com.
This ad is provided by the California State Treasurer's Office. This ad is not an offer to sell nor a solicitation of an offer to buy bonds. Bonds may only be purchased through a broker and through an official statement.
Do you have a bed you never use, taking up space in a guest room? Do your guests have to sleep on an uncomfortable sofa bed or air mattress? There's a better option. A versatile wall bed from Valet Custom Cabinets and Closets. Your guests will enjoy all the comfort of a normal bed without taking up space year-round. Valet Custom Cabinets and Closets offers the Bay Area's largest selection of sizes, styles, and features. Choose from vertical and horizontal opening beds, wall beds with tables, and even beds that open by themselves. They're perfect for home offices and spare rooms, and Valet's designers can help you create the ideal custom solution. Cheryl A. of San Jose said,
"We love our new bed. All who've seen it have been wowed."
So before the in-laws visit or the kids come home from college, call Valet Custom Cabinets and Closets at 866-5-CUSTOM through April 30th combined with other cabinetry and save 20% on the additional work. Call 866-5-CUSTOM to get started or go to valetcustom.com. That's valetcustom.com.
The Mega Millions jackpot is always big. So we're asking Californians to imagine what they'd do if they won.
If I won millions of dollars,
quiet on the set,
I'd help my brother live his dream and bring his screenplay to life.
Roll sound. 408, take two. Action!
Then we just have to figure out what to wear when we walk the red carpet.
Play today. Drawings are every Tuesday and Friday. Mega Millions from the California Lottery. Imagine what a buck could do. Must be 18 or older to play. Please play responsibly. The Mega Millions jackpot is always big. So we're asking Californians to imagine what they'd do if they won.
Now, if I won millions of dollars, I'd hire myself some famous chefs, like the ones on TV. And one day a year, they'd prepare and serve their very best food in soup kitchens all across the state. Bon appetit.
Play today. Drawings are every Tuesday and Friday. Mega Millions from the California Lottery. Imagine what a buck could do. Must be 18 or older to play. Please play responsibly.
The Claremont Hotel, Club, and Spa is proud to present the first annual Berkeley Wine Festival, March 12th through 7th. The opening and closing receptions will each feature over 50 wines. The 8 winemaker dinners will be held each Wednesday in the new Meritage restaurant and showcase innovative vineyard-to-table cuisine by executive chef Josh Thompson. Participating wineries include Farniente, Benziger, Frog's Leap, Duckhorn, Silver Oak, Cake Bread, and more. For tickets, visit berkeleywinefestival.com. Start a new tradition at the Claremont.
Get quality now. Get savings now. It's the Nissan Now sales event. The best deals ever on their best cars ever. Event ends soon. Get to a Nissan dealer now.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. All right, get this. I picked this up from a science magazine. I was just about to chuck it, and the page is opened, and I look at the headline, and it grabbed me. Did you know tomato juice tastes better on an airplane than on the ground? that coffee tastes worse in an airplane than on the ground? Low atmospheric pressure suppresses the experience of sweet and salty tastes, whereas sour comes through unchanged and bitter is intensified. This is coming from German flavor chemists. They asked taste testers to rate their perception of different foods and wine sitting in a partial air bus in a chamber with adjustable pressure. At sea level pressure, tomato juice was perceived as musty. But as they lowered the pressure up to flight pressure, typical in a flight, they found that the tomato juice was fruitier, with cooler notes. Complex aromas picked up by the nose that give coffee its flavors were barely perceived at low pressure, unmasking caffeine's bitterness. So again, at low pressure in an airplane, the complex aromas that your nose picks up that gives coffee all those yummy flavors, people couldn't perceive it at low pressure. And who is doing this? Lufthansa's catering arm. Lufthansa sponsored the study and wants to use the data to improve their menus. Now, that's forward thinking, huh? Well, American Airlines are figuring out how much to charge you for your big belly. All right, let's talk to Walt, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Dr. Adele. This is something else that's delicious. In Africa, I was watching this TV show about super swarms, and there's these swarms of flies, and the natives get caught in, and they get suffocate, and they have trouble breathing. They can barely breathe, but they make these fly burgers out of it. And I was wondering, don't flies carry disease? And how is this for eating? And what do you know about this?
Oh, well, eating insects, of course, is common in many places in the world. We just, we have aesthetic objections, but they're delicious, I'm told. I've never done it. A lot of protein. And raising insects for food is one way we could help the world with its starvation. I mean, it's a viable option as long as you come from a culture that does that. Now, the thing you're describing, gosh, I'm sorry I didn't see it, because when one day on the shores of Lake Victoria, my wife and I look out over the lake and see this huge black thing hovering over the lake. And we asked a local who said, oh, that was a swarm, and I think they said black flies. And then he told us and showed us with his arms that the locals would go out in their boats and go right into the middle of the cloud and swing around their frying pans like you and I might swing a tennis racket. And that the frying pan would accumulate enough of these flies and they just fry them up like that and make one big patty and eat it. So what you're describing is true, to my knowledge. Or is it mayflies? Wait a second. I can't remember. Some kind of fly. But it was impressive to see this black cloud. That's how thick it was. You couldn't see through it. I'm telling you, black. I'm not exaggerating. Not a shade of gray. Black cloud of these flies. As far as disease, as I recall, they were not disease-carrying organisms. Even if they were, let's say they were mosquitoes or they were regular house flies, which we do know can carry disease, cooking it should take care of it. So not suggesting it. I don't think we're going to be seeing fast fly joints across this, drive up fast fly joints across this country. But don't undersell the idea of how much protein there is in insects and what they could be made to taste like, and maybe make a protein base and slide it into your food. You wouldn't know anyway. Well, that's actually a good way of getting kids to reduce weight, right? Just feed them fly burgers in school. They'll come home skinny. All right, let's talk to Marilyn. How you doing, Marilyn?
Hi. I think I may have gotten an insect bite yesterday, and it's really red and swollen, and it feels like a staph infection that I had a few years ago. I talked to my doctor, and he said, well, wait and see. I don't want to give you antibiotics just yet, but I wonder how much.
Well, your doctor's probably right, because it feels like a staph infection, which really doesn't have a specific feeling other than the swelling, the tenderness that comes with it, the redness. And, of course, with a staph infection, you're going to get, I got to use a P word here, I'm sorry, those of you eating lunch, pus. So when you see a little white area, or you can tell when bacteria are growing. That does not mean by scratching an insect bite you cannot get a bacterial infection from your hands or from the skin, but it would be too soon to use antibiotics. Only because if the doctor were to use antibiotics, then that'll kill off all the germs that are sensitive to that antibiotic and what's going to be left on your body. And they will overpopulate your body, all the germs that are resistant to antibiotics. So every time you take an antibiotic, it kills the sensitive germs, but it leaves the tougher ones behind, which then refill the space that has been freed up by the dying sensitive organisms, you see? So your doctor did the right thing. It's unlikely, but you'll know it if you've had a staph infection, which comes in many different forms. Let's not go over all of them, but you will, you know, you'll get something that looks like a really overgrown pimple. How's that? 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. Again, 1-800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
Just as important as making the choice to invest in gold is ensuring you acquire your gold from the right company. One indication that you're dealing with the right company is how long that company has been around. And Goldline has been serving gold and precious metals investors since 1960. Goldline has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And Goldline offers a price guarantee program which allows you to reprice certain purchases if the prices fall. Ask Goldline about full details. As a Goldline client, you'll enjoy the benefits of dealing with a solid company. Goldline has been serving gold and silver investors for 50 years. Call Goldline at 800-556-4653. Ask them about the different payment options and read their important risk information about buying gold to see if it's right for you. 800-556-4653. Get the information right now. Tell them Mark Levin sent you, and you'll receive the American Advisor newsletter with the free investor kit. Call Goldline today at 800-556-GOLD. That's 800-556-4653.
Are you sick of getting scalded in the shower when someone else flushes the toilet? Are you tired of low water pressure? Are your water pipes leaking under your concrete floor? Then you need to repipe your home now with MasterServe.
We evaluated several different companies before we did a major rework on our house, and we felt that MasterServe was way better than the others. We were impressed with how professional they were. We really appreciated the time they took with us. It was a really positive experience overall. They showed up on time. We had no problems. When we had questions, they were quick to answer our questions, and really helpful people in general. We felt very comfortable having them in our home. MasterServe did everything from start to finish. They went above and beyond.
Now MasterServe is offering a 30% discount and a free tankless water heater. Add in up to $1,650 in tax credits and rebates, and it really is the best time to repipe your house. Call 1-800-806-REPIPE. That's 1-800-806-7374. 1-800-806-REPIPE. Or visit repipenow.com.
What's the latest advancement in home security? Well, not surprisingly, it's from AllGuard, the same security system experts that have been protecting Bay Area homes and families since 1952. Now, with AllGuard Connect, you can use your iPhone, BlackBerry, or any web interface PC to control and monitor your home security system from anywhere in the world. You'll receive instant alarm notifications, view live and recorded streaming video 24/7, and you'll enjoy the convenience of remote home automation. It allows you to control lights, appliances, thermostats, settings, notification of water leaks, and much more. AllGuard Connect is easy to use and can be fully integrated with AllGuard's professional monitoring services. For all the details, call 800-ALLGARD. Call 800-255-4273. 800-255-4273. And be sure to mention KGO. AllGuard, it's all about peace of mind. CL398874, ACO676.
Hi, everybody. I've been reminded by my wife, among examples of people eating flies are pupae in Mono Lake in California. Local Native Americans used to. It's a very highly prized and important food source all through the world. Let's talk to Judy. How you doing, Judy?
Well, I'm fine. Got a question for you. I have non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and they've been treating me with the Rituxan now for almost 5 years. At this point, I have it every 12 weeks. Well, about 6 months ago, I started having some pressure in my chest and trouble breathing, went to the hospital, and I had fluid around my heart. Well, they ended up draining the fluid, 350 cc's, matter of fact. I guess it was quite a bit. And when they got in there, it was bloody. Well, nobody has been able to quite figure out where it came from. Any suggestion as to...
Yeah, well, I can give you the standard. I mean, what you're describing is called pericardial effusion. It's fluid around the heart. It's not a good thing because the lining, there's a bag. Your heart sits inside of a bag, and usually the walls of the bag, like a plastic bag, if you put some fruit in a plastic bag, clings to the fruit or vegetables, just like this does. If you put water in a plastic bag, and then there's an orange in there, you can see there's water between the orange and the bag, and if the orange wanted to pulsate, contract, and expand, it can't in the water. Water is not compressible, and the sac around the heart is also not stretchy. So this can be dangerous. It can reduce the efficacy of the heart pumping and cause a lot of problems. Well, it turns out there's all kinds of causes. Any kind of an inflammation in the pericardium, that's the bag. Any kind of obstruction of fluid drainage, of lymph flow, malignancies, and all kinds of things. The cause is your lymphoma. That's what caused it. And doesn't mean that, you know, your lymphoma is out of hand. It can happen because lymphoma can block the flow of lymph channels in and around your heart. There's tons of lymph nodes all around your heart and your lungs. There have been cases of even cancer in the pericardium, which is pretty, pretty rare. But it's very, very important, obviously, that when anytime, you know, for anybody, anytime you feel short of breath or you get any kind of discomfort in your chest, you see a doctor. It just makes no sense. No sense to ignore that symptom. You know, in your big toe, okay, fine, ignore that. But you only got one heart. And so often those symptoms of heart disease and lung disease, people ignore them because they just think it's an extension of normal. You know, if I woke up a hill, I get a little out of breath, I'd say, oh, I'm a little out of shape. You know, I need to do more of this or more of that. Any time you have a symptom like that, difficulty breathing, shortness of breath, or pain in your chest, you see a physician. And then call me. How's that? Let's talk to Bob. How you doing, Bob? Welcome to the program.
Hi. Yes, my wife is a insulin-dependent diabetic, and she likes to have a drink on occasion, and I'm sometimes torn, but it seems like that if her blood sugar is high and she has a drink, that it seems to in some way control it.
Yes, I don't I would not keep her from having a drink once in a while. I mean, obviously you sound like, you know, we're not dealing with someone who's in denial about their alcoholism. With diabetes, one of the problems that I have with what diabetics are told to eat and consume is that the studies that are used to support that advice are often done on the single food. In other words, you take a diabetic and you feed them a lot of pasta, but that's it, just pasta, a huge amount of pasta, and you find, oh my gosh, their blood sugar levels are going up. Therefore, tell people who are diabetic not to eat pasta. And that's the advice that you hear. And this whole glycemic index thing. The glycemic index is computed for each particular food. So if I give you pure sugar, your glycemic index is high, the sugar level goes up in your blood. If I give you, whole grain wheat, it doesn't go up so far. Well, it turns out that when you combine foods, it changes everything. How you cook the foods. Everything else in your diet plays a role. So I would have no problem allowing a diabetic to eat pasta. I would want to know what else you're eating. That's all. And then it's funny, with all the pasta eaten in Italy, how they have a much lower diabetes rate than we do if pasta is so horrible. Rice is supposed to be the worst thing in the world. You don't see a lot of fat Asians. You do more nowadays. But they don't have the diabetes rate that we do, and yet they eat tons of rice, which we're told by our diabetes colleagues, you know, is a bad thing. Once again, test rice by itself in a person Just give them rice. Mono diet alone, you'll see the rise in blood sugar. But once again, what you eat with the rice. So I'm not making a big deal about it. You need to talk to your doctor if you're finding real spikes with it. And depending, you know, the kind of alcohol and what she's drinking, the metabolism of alcohol should not, in a low, moderate usage, should not have a major effect on the outcome. Michael, this is Dr. Edel. Welcome to the program.
Yes, hi, Dr. Edel. I really enjoy the first book you wrote. I'd encourage anybody to pick it up.
I think it's the better one. I think it's the better one.
My question, when we get embarrassed and we turn red and we blush, is that the blood racing to our face? And why doesn't our legs and stomach and all that turn red, too? What's going on there?
Yeah, very good question, because the blood vessels in your face are the ones that respond, the blush response. And it's little teeny tiny blood vessels that are usually devoid of blood or have a little teeny blood trickling through them. All of a sudden you get embarrassed or you have a drink if you have that gene, and those blood vessels simply pop open and there's more blood, and that gives you the pink color and the warmth. And it's probably a reflex to help you shed heat. You'll notice a lot of people get in the tropics, so they get really very hot from working out or they're outside. They blush because the blood is now moving closer to the surface via the blush response, and more heat is dissipated. And the reason it doesn't happen elsewhere is it just doesn't happen elsewhere. Those blood vessels are not primed and don't respond to the same nerve impulses and hormones that are secreted to do that. But it also varies. For instance, I don't mean to lower the level of a conversation, but a lot of people, especially women, when they have an orgasm, their upper chest and their neck area and their face will blush. A whole separate deal. It may have similar blood vessels, because when you blush, if you look in your upper chest, a lot of people will see there's some flushing there. So those blood vessels, because the head, the neck area has so much blood flow, can be critical in getting rid of heat or conserving heat. This is why when people drink in the wintertime, they think it makes them warmer. And it does the opposite. When you have a drink, alcohol will dilate your blood vessels, make you blush. You lose more heat, even though you feel warm, because there's more blood in the superficial skin and your heat receptors pick it up. But truthfully, you are losing heat and more likely to die of hypothermia and exposure when you drink. All right, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. Dr. Dean Edel here.
What if we told you that you have instant access to exciting Visa Signature credit card perks that'll make your every day a little more special? Well, with Visa Signature, you get great perks like a 10% savings on all concert, theater, and sporting event tickets available at viagogo.com. Plus, during the month of March, receive an additional 5% on all baseball tickets for a total 15% discount. Visit viagogo.com/Visa Signature to find an event and start saving now. So look in your wallet. If your card says Visa Signature, you're just a click away from dozens of perks, in addition to the points, miles, or cash back you already earn. Check out the full list of perks at Visa.com/signature. More people go with Visa. Offer is subject to availability and other restrictions may apply. Purchases must be made with a valid U.S.-issued Visa Signature card.
Did your morning begin with a painful headache? Sinus headaches tend to start when you first wake up, leaving you with pain in the forehead, cheeks, and the bridge of your nose. Tylenol Sinus can help. It provides more complete relief than a decongestant alone to relieve your sinus pressure plus the pain that comes with it, so you can feel better. Feel better. Tylenol Sinus. Use only as directed.
Get a better night's sleep, courtesy of Select Comfort. This week is National Sleep Awareness Week, and Select Comfort wants you to know how you can get a great night's sleep. Tip number one, make an effort to wind down before bed. A consistent routine will make it easier for you to fall asleep and get the deep, restorative sleep your body needs. Tip number two, keep your sleep environment as dark as possible. Light from a TV screen or computer monitor can confuse your body's clock, making you restless and waking up tired. Enjoy a better night's sleep tonight, courtesy of Select Comfort.
Crave a quick, healthy meal? Then stop by the frozen and refrigerated food section for delicious and nutritious meals. You no longer have to sacrifice quality to fit your busy lifestyle. Check out the enticing selection of quick meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Stock up during the month of March. It's Frozen Food Month. Stop by the frozen and refrigerated food section for specials on items like Smart Ones, Bistro Selections, Classic Favorites, Pizzas, Smart Witch, Desserts, and Breakfasts. Win big on taste. Or Ida, every meal could use a little fun, making people smile for over 50 years. Jimmy Dean Frozen Breakfast, say good morning to a good day. And Michelangelo's Frozen Entrees, they taste so good you won't believe they came from the freezer. True Italian recipes and unbeatable taste. The Frozen and Refrigerated Food Council is giving shoppers a chance to win one of 10 Whirlpool French door refrigerators. Entering's easy. Check your newspaper for more information or stop by your local independent grocer, your local guy.
Hi, Maria. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Dina. Thank you so much for getting my call. I just want to find out, because in all these years I've been visiting doctor's offices, it's always the same attitude on all of them, no exception. The staff are either stern, they're so detached, so aloof, and they don't seem to show any compassion no matter how sick the patient is. How come they're all the same?
Yes, that's very, very sad. You know, I've seen it a lot. You know, there are many doctors in their offices have no idea the impression their staff is making on a person. And it's a rare individual that can maintain a special person. And you see this all through medical care. For instance, in nursing homes, that to me, those are the true heroes. When I go in a nursing home and I see the hard work and the caring and the smiles and the compassion, I just want to pat people on the back and give them an award. Now, in a doctor's office, sometimes the staff is beleaguered. Sometimes the doctor is a very poor manager, doesn't even communicate this. I think it's important for you as a patient to let the doctor know. Just slide him a little note. Tell him when you're in the examining room, even. Because if you send a letter, likely the staff person is going to be the one opening it. And there is no excuse for it. But sometimes they're overworked, they're crazy, people are abusive. I'm not giving blame. It's just that if you're going to take a job like that, and you may be competent in the subtype of a job you're doing, but it's a people business, and you're the first person that sick person sees, and it's really quite a skill to make people feel safe and cared about, as well as do whatever you need to do for them competently. Very, very, very difficult. Joe, Dr. Riddell here. We only got half a minute. Let's do it.
Doctor, I have a question on the color of my urine.
Mm-hmm.
One time years ago, I was taking multivitamins, and I noticed that my urine got awful. Much yellower than normal.
Sure.
And now, this time, now I've been off multivitamins for years. And one time I noticed.
Well, Joe, you're out of time here. I told you I had a half a minute. Basically, if it's happening again, there are real causes like gallbladder problems, etc. Usually it's dehydration. That's the most important thing. And certain foods, you know, like beets and colored vegetables, etc. So fiddle around with that, see if you can't figure out a cause. I'm Dr. Dina Dell. That's the program. Till the next one, be well.
Hear that? It's not your radio acting up. That's the sound of rain, something that's back this year with a vengeance. If you're like the rest of us, you've been putting off painting your home or fixing your leaky roof and window because the weather was nice and, well, you're human. But now it's cold and wet, and bad things can happen. It's time to call Armstrong. This kind of weather can do very nasty things to your home, and you really should not play it fast and loose when it comes to protecting your most important asset. So get it done right. Armstrong right. Armstrong can do it all. Painting, roofs, and windows. And they can even do the work during the rainy season. And if you call now, you can get their lowest price of the year, and they can even finance it, too. So stop putting it off. Go to Armstrong1234.com or call the number that you've known for 40 years.
Phone 777-1234. That's Armstrong, 3 7s, and 1234.
People often ask me why someone should drive across town to buy a diamond engagement ring from Shane Company. Well, the answer is quite simple. We have the absolute lowest diamond prices every day. Saving hundreds, even thousands of dollars is reason enough to make the drive to Shane Company. But we also have the state's largest selection of unique rings no other jewelers have. Only by owning our own factory and making many of our own rings can we control the quality, the styles, and the price. It's worth driving past many other jewelers to get to the lowest diamond prices in town and get your girlfriend the most beautiful diamond engagement ring your money can buy. After all, isn't she worth the drive to Shane Company?
The Bay Area's lowest diamond prices every day at Shane Company in Cupertino, San Mateo, and Walnut Creek. Open weekdays till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, online at ShaneCo.com.
It's Gil Gross. Afternoon, everybody. A lesbian couple wants to send their daughter to school. School won't let